Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I never get tired of hearing this song. Saints tonight, Monday Night Football in Las Vegas against the Las Vegas Raiders in a brand new stadium. Then I'm sure we'll have that new stadium smell. I posted a video on the WWL Radio Facebook page. It's up there. It's up there right now, and you can become part of that conversation, comment there. But let's also talk about that this hour. This is our final hour of the show because our pregame coverage of Saints Monday Night Football against the Raiders begins coming up at 3 o'clock with a first take with former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and Steve Geller. So let's add this to the conversation. I did this video, and I wore a black T-shirt and a gold coat. I wore black and gold. First time I've done that. And I said, if the Saints win tonight, then my mind is going to tell me, you got to wear the black T-shirt and the gold jacket next week before the game, when you do a video before the game. That's that ritualistic side of us that has a tendency to believe in superstitions. So what I'd like to know is, what is your sports ritual? What is your Saints ritual? What's your game day ritual? What is it that you're going to do, wear, or eat tonight for the game? In fact, it's so important that you do this, that you actually feel like you're helping the Saints win by doing this. You know, because of my OCD and that being such a ritualistic thing in my life, which was horrible, I try to fight superstition. I try to fight rituals as much as I can. But I knew that when I wore that black T-shirt and gold jacket doing the video, my mind will think, okay, well, if the Saints win, then you got to wear this next week when you do a video before the game. So what is it that you do? What's your Saints ritual? The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, I've got the email up. I've got the email up on my monitor in my home studio in my apartment in downtown New Orleans. So you can send me an email. It's scoot@wwl.com. And also, there will be a lot to talk about this week. The passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the ugly, ugly battle that is already ensuing to replace her. And I'm going to say the word hypocrisy a lot this week, even more so than in the past. And what's going on right now with this battle over replacing RBG is really, it's embarrassing to the whole process. It's embarrassing to politics in America. But yet it's such an integral part of politics in America that I don't know if it's ever going to change. It is so blatant that if it's accepted, it's never going to change. So we're not going to get into that this afternoon. Also want to mention that the city of New Orleans announced that prep football is back and the playgrounds are going to be opening up. And the Jefferson Parish Council scheduled to meet at 2:30 this afternoon to vote on whether or not to open the bars. So we'll have a lot to talk about on the show tomorrow afternoon. Let's go to Mid-City and Chuck B. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling regarding, in response to Josh's phone call earlier last hour, His comments were regarding the police officers who were killed and the athletes and folks in Black Lives Matter wearing the names of, I guess, victims or folks who had been killed by police officers on their, you know, on their jerseys, on their shirts, and different things like that, right? My response to that is this, and I'm a Black man, okay? Those names, those people are not being held as heroes, as he mentioned or commented. No, they're not being heroes. But to not let those situations be forgotten, because were it not for videotape, those things would not be known. And the question you have to ask yourself, if with all the videotapes that we have, how many more go that are not televised, that are not captured? The police on, you know, some remote place or what have you, and it just isn't captured. How many?
And Chuck,
more?
I think that's a good way to look at it, that these are not necessarily seen as heroes. But, you know, that's the buzz that is picked up on far right wing social media. That's the buzz that's picked up there.
That people can be manipulated, you know, and not be able to actually see what you're saying is, listen, if you go back to the Rodney King beating and how brutal it was, I don't know how many officers were there, but we're talking, you know, however many years ago. But the fact is, every time I see it now, I'm counting all these officers there, and not one of them are willing to stand up and say, wait a minute, something is not right about
right.
this. As a police officer, and you know, you've got your unit and your so forth, and you've got your code and so forth that you have to adhere to, but you're still an individual. And as an individual human being, you still have the right to say to a ranking officer, listen, you take an oath just like me, and there's something wrong with this picture. It's interesting that when you go to war, and I'm going to be brief, I'm sorry, man. When
it's
you
okay.
go to war, there are rules of war. So you have an enemy that you're attempting to kill as a serviceman in the armed forces. There's an opponent mm-hmm. that you are enlisted to kill. But if you capture them, it's illegal, right? Because you can't just
exactly.
take someone who's
that's a really good that's a good analogy, and that puts words to what I've tried to say, where when I say that, you know, police protocol doesn't allow those who are resisting arrest to be shot or to be killed in every situation. And I think looking at it that way is a good way to look at it. Chuck, I do appreciate your call. You know, there are people like Breonna Taylor who certainly should be remembered. Here's my point. I only brought this up today because watching again yesterday, I don't find the NFL's social justice or equality campaign to be intrusive in the game at all. And I think you have to go out of your way to use that as an excuse for not watching. In the end zone, it was perceived that the names of the teams would be replaced by End Racism and It Takes All of Us. That's not true. The names of the teams are in the end zone. But on top of that is a smaller box on one end zone that says End Racism. The other says It Takes All of Us. And there are... They're on the bottom of the bottom white cushion on helmets. Some of the players are wearing things like Black Lives Matter, and some names have appeared. I don't find this intrusive at all. Now, that's my opinion, but if you go out of your way to look for these things and use that as an excuse to not watch the game, well, so be it. Nobody's forcing you to watch the game. But it's almost as if people who have this strong editor, I'm not watching the game. It's almost like they don't want me to watch. They don't want you to watch. They don't want to watch, but they don't even want us to watch. It's like, hey, come on, this is America. If it bothers you, that's great, but it doesn't bother me. From Gretna, Donnie, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Thanks.
I was going to comment on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the political hypocrisy, but since you said you're not talking about that, I'll talk a little bit about the football, in terms of the social justice, program that they're doing and whether or not that's being intrusive. One thing I want to say, though, Scoot, is I have listened to you for a long time, and I want to say that I really, really appreciate the fact that you're more fair and balanced. And that you criticize both sides, Republican and Democrat. We need more of that. I mean, so many shows out there now where they never criticize Republicans or they never criticize Democrats. And it's just so sad. That's why we're so divided right now and there's so much partisanship going on.
Well, Donnie, thank you for noticing that, because a lot of people hear what they want to hear. And a lot of people who want to criticize me is only criticizing Trump and the Republicans. They don't hear when I criticize the Democrats, or they don't want to acknowledge it. So I appreciate you recognizing that.
You absolutely do. I listen to your show. I've been listening to you for a long time. So I've heard you criticize both. And like I said, we need more of that. In regards to the social justice, programming and stuff that's going on with NFL, I don't see it as being intrusive at all. But I think it goes back to the point that, you know, people that are using it as an excuse is just because they don't agree with it or they don't like it.
That's right.
No different from, like, you know, NASCAR with the rebel flag flying around. Those same people did not complain about that because they were in agreement with it. That was not a problem for them. But the minute you introduce something that they're not comfortable with or they don't like, then all of a sudden, I don't want to see that when I turn on my football game.
Donnie, that's a great point, because if there were names of people that they would like to be honored, they would be all for it. And therein, exposes the hypocrisy.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah, but it has to go both ways, you know. So that's what I wanted to say, Scoo. Now, again, thank you.
All right, Donnie.
I really appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day.
Donnie, thank you very much for calling the show. All right, if you've got a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, since the Saints are in Vegas, baby, we're taking songs from two of my favorite movies, Vegas Vacation and Swingers. And this was the one where Mr. Papa Giorgio, where Rusty was going down the street, right? He was trying to get the fake ID. Corrective lenses tonight, Mr. Papa Giorgio? No, I do not require them. Love the scene. Love many of the scenes in that movie. So we're playing some Saint songs, but also some Vegas songs. And look, I'd love to talk to you about what is your Saints ritual. Is there something that you're going to do or eat or wear for the game tonight, and you think that is actually linked to helping the Saints win? The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. We'll be right back. I think they're going down. I really do. They won last week. So both teams are 1-0. So there's this video on our WWL Radio Facebook page, and it's a video about sports rituals. And I want you to get involved in that conversation. Just go to WWL Radio on Facebook. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Look, if you ever find yourself in a bad mood at any point today, just remember the Falcons blew a 20-point lead and lost to the Cowboys yesterday. I was watching that game, and I thought, man, come on, Cowboys. I mean, I don't like you guys. I don't like you at all. I don't like your owner. But can't you do us a favor and beat the frickin' Falcons at home? And it didn't look like they were going to do it, but they sure did. And by the way, I want to take one moment. This dreary weather that we have here in the greater New Orleans area is stemming from Tropical Storm Beta. And we're going to have rain for the next couple of days. Let's remember that while this is really nothing for us right now in the immediate New Orleans area, man, our friends in Plaquemines Parish and St. Bernard Parish, many of them are suffering greatly because there was water that pushed in from Sally, and now there's water that is being pushed in from Beta. So they're taking a hit there. So our thoughts and prayers with everyone in St. Bernard and Plaquemines Parish. Ian Hoke is going to do some text messages here in just a moment. Right now, let's go to the West Bank. And RL, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Look, I was listening earlier, and when your callers called in and made a case about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the name that they had on the back of a jersey, you never identified the name. Need to give a whole lot of clarity on himself. So that could have been just someone trying to use some fodder to start a fire. But the NFL social justice program is trying to address some issues. And one of the things I think we can in this state address is the inequities that's going on around the flagship university, LSU. You know, the majority of the players in their minorities. And the minorities make up about 32% of the population in the state. They bring in a lot of money to that program, and there's only 13% of the students that's at LSU that are minorities. And 32% of the population, it seems that these minorities are making a lot of money for them. And the head coach said, if they make it in the NFL through going through that program, they've done well, and that's enough. No, that's more than that. That's not enough, because at the HBCUs that they attended before they start being recruited to Baton Rouge, they were going to the NFL through those programs. What you got to do is put some of that money back into the black community, and you can make a difference. You got schools like Ole Miss that's only 7% black. You got schools like Alabama that's only 10% black. You got schools like Florida that's 3% black. You got schools like Georgia that's 4.4%
well,
black.
Well, I understand. As you know, RL, everybody has the opportunity. There are some people that fall behind, and some people fall behind because they simply are not required to go to high school by their parents or by their community. And so there are people definitely at a disadvantage.
Like you recruit the athletes, I have the advantage of come in, and I played in the National Football League, and when I went to college, I wasn't ready quite for college, and they gave me a whole lot of good tutors and got me ready, and I graduated. And if you could take the athletes and do that, you could take the students and work with them and have some goals that represent the state where the tax base is coming in to support the flagship university and all of that money that the football players are making for the flagship university. Put some of it back into the black community. The only
RL, I like,
in the SEC,
I like,
if you listen to me, the only school in the SEC that's coming close to being integrated is Mississippi State. They got 19% of their student body is black. The rest of them, they don't even care about recruiting them. They want them athletes because they make money.
Of course,
and
I understand
angry,
that.
But I'm telling the truth. LSU need to get
RL, you've made your points. Let me comment. It would be great if we, as a society, schools included, paid as much attention to academics as we do sports. Sadly, we don't. I wish that would change. It should change because it would make us all better as a nation. But as you know, the emphasis is on sports, and that's not fair. That is an unfair reality. And maybe when people like you speak out, maybe there's more that can be done that makes the social justice program on the part of the NFL, maybe it starts to create this cognizance of this issue. Before I move on, what team did you play for in the NFL?
I played with the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow. What year?
Well, I don't want to put my,
it doesn't matter.
People want to kill me out here. I'm just calling in from what I see.
Okay. Well, RL, I appreciate that.
I listen to you all the time on the radio.
I appreciate that very much, and I do basically agree with your assumption that, we don't celebrate the kid that makes an A. You know, one of the things that I thought was really important yesterday during the Chargers game was that quarterback Josh Herbert – not A. Bear, Josh Herbert, young quarterback, rookie quarterback, found out right before the game that he was going to be the starting quarterback. And here's a guy who they almost won. He did a hell of a job in that game. And they talked about him winning basically the academic version of the Heisman when he was in college. So, we should focus as much on academics as we do on sports, but we don't. But maybe that's something that can change. RL, I appreciate your comments, and thanks for calling the show. From Belle Chasse, Kristen, you're on WWL.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the social justice program with the NFL and just kind of my feeling on why I think people are so upset about the NFL and not wanting to watch the games.
Okay.
I think it's because the NFL can do whatever program they want to do and support whatever initiative they want to. But on the flip side, the players have not been allowed to support God. We had players fined for wearing Man of God on their helmets or on their forehead. Tim Tebow was highly criticized in the NFL for kneeling and praying. So I think that's point number one. And point number two is I think it is great if they want to play a black national anthem or have whatever they want written on the field. And as they require the players and the people in the stands to respect that, they should also request the players to respect the national anthem and stand for that, too. So I think it's Christian, to be done on both sides. Yeah.
I think you bring up some really good points, and I would agree with you that the NFL, well, first of all, you know, you're going to have somebody like Tim Tebow, and I've had personal conversations with Tim Tebow about this, and he's very aware of the criticism that he gets because of his religious conviction. And that's not fair, but that's just part of the way our world is. And, you know, he's very content with being who he is, regardless of the criticism. But when it comes to God, when it comes to other things, like I remember this came up on the show recently. There was that big shooting in Dallas, and I think five police officers were killed. And some of the Dallas Cowboys wanted to wear the names of those police officers on their helmets or uniforms. I forget which. And the NFL said no. And I thought that was a mistake. And especially in light of this social justice program, I think that at times like that, I see the NFL as changing. Now, I don't always respect that the NFL is going to do the right thing, but I think they have to change that rule when it comes to certain things as a result of where they are now. So, you know, let's see if it changes and let's see if that gets better. And I think the NFL can afford to be hypocritical.
No, and I think they further divide the country when they do things like that.
Yeah. Kristen,
so
I appreciate the call.
It kind of backfires on their cause of trying to do social justice because they continue to divide.
It does. I just, you know, my main point today was not the merits of the social justice campaign, but whether or not it really is that intrusive. And I do appreciate the call. In watching games last week and watching games again yesterday, and I'll watch the game tonight, I think you really have to go out of your way to be offended by the social justice campaign on the part of the NFL. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hope with a couple of your text messages this afternoon.
Text comes in and says, I listen to you because I appreciate your consistency. I'm not watching the NFL for a different reason, but I do think the NFL is showing a lot of hypocrisy as it relates to Colin Kaepernick, and I'm just one of those people that's not buying their so-called program for justice.
Okay. I mean, I get it. I mean, I think there's a lot of hypocrisy with Colin Kaepernick as well. But it doesn't diminish. Colin Kaepernick maybe wasn't the right person to stand up for this. And I said, very early on, one of my criticisms of Kaepernick was the guy wasn't even registered to vote. So if you really want to talk about manifesting change, you have to show that you are willing to also be part of the solution, and not voting is being part of the problem, in my opinion. But whatever you think about Colin Kaepernick, that does not diminish the importance of the need for social equality. Let's do another one again.
My Saints ritual, this is cute. My Saints ritual is that my childhood friend and I text each other pretending we're at the game, home or away. We have done this for nearly every game since the Super Bowl season. We are in our 50s. I find it really fun. I'm very superstitious, and I feel like I have to do it.
That's cool. I know, because some of these rituals, some of the superstitious stuff is linked to the idea that you think by doing this, you're going to help the Saints win. So, you know, what is it for you? Let's do one more, Ian.
People say they hate politics and sports. The Saints are coming is a very political song. It's about the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Look it up.
That's interesting. Oh, there's a lot of hypocrisy all the way around, isn't there?
Yeah. Look at us.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. And you can also send me an email at my email address, scoot@wwl.com. By the way, I want to remind you, the school zone cameras go into effect this afternoon at 2:45, just a few minutes from now. They'll be in effect until 4:45. All right, here's another song from a Vegas movie. Was this Vegas Vacation or Swingers? I think this was Vegas Vacation. I don't know. Those two movies are about Vegas. Well, parts of them are about Vegas. Well, Vegas Vacation's about Vegas. Swingers is in part about Vegas. But I thought since the Saints are in Vegas, I thought we'd play some bumper music from Vegas movies. The title of the song from Billy May is dedicated to Drew Brees, the man with the golden arm. And I think Brees is going to come back really sharp tonight. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WFUL. And let's hope tomorrow that I'm playing the song by Daniel Powder, Bad Day. So you had a bad day? Let's hope that we're dedicating that to Chucky. That's a nickname for John Gruden, because when he was with the Raiders, Chucky, John Gruden kind of had this when he was a coach of the Raiders years ago, kind of had this baby face, but he would get really mean, and he reminded people of the Chucky doll from the movie Child's Play. And so that's why they call him Chucky. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but well, you'll notice it tonight. I noticed last week, hadn't seen John Gruden in a while, but I guess since the Raiders moved to Vegas, it seems as if Chucky has been hitting some of the big buffets in Vegas since moving there. Anyway, also, you know, this was really disappointing over the weekend. Tulane looked like they were on their way to victory. Navy made up a 24-point deficit and just beat Tulane. That had to be a heartbreaker at Yeoman Stadium. But, you know, if you're down about that, just remember the Falcons blew a 20-point lead. And that's got to be tough for Falcons fans. And LSU plays, what, next week, right? LSU coming up next week against Mississippi State. It's going to be great to have the Tigers back. But I love that football is back. I wrote a blog. It's on our website, WWL.com. And it will ultimately be on the Scoop page there. And it's titled, Why the Saints-Raiders Monday Night Football Game is So Important. And I talk about how on this kind of dark, cloudy, rainy, misty Monday, it's important. Also, during the pandemic and with all the stress in the world today, I think the game is really important tonight. And I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I am. Okay, let's see. Let's go to let me ask studio producer Ian Hoke if he has any game time rituals. Ian, is there something that you do before a game that you feel like you have to do as a ritual before the Saints play?
Not really before the game necessarily. I always wear the same thing. I have like a black V-neck T-shirt that I wear, and then I have a Jimmy Graham jersey that he's not with the team anymore, and we could have a whole conversation about whether or not you should update your jersey. But I like the jersey. It was a gift. So I wear my Jimmy Graham jersey, and then I usually watch games at a bar, at the Lost Love Lounge in the Marigny. So I don't really know what I'm going to do this year until they're open, but I always go there, and I always get the same thing. I get a shot of Ghost Tequila. I get a pint of Miller Lite, and I order some chicken wings. And that usually gets me through to about, you know, halfway through the second quarter, maybe halftime, and then I'll get another round. And that's the way I like to do it.
Now, would you say this is a routine for you, or do you think it's more like this is something that I have to do because it's kind of linked to the Saints winning?
No, I don't entertain any idea that anything that I do is going to magically travel through the atmosphere and make the Saints play well and make them win the game. It's just a thing that I like to do for personal comfort. And on a personal note, you know, for years when I was the digital media and creative strategist here, Sunday was a work day for me because I had to be sure everything was going well on Facebook and Twitter and all the web content was where it needed to be. And I'm live tweeting stuff. So in the new era where I've moved back into the control room and Sundays are actually a day off, I make sure that I enjoy myself and I don't worry myself about having to check my email or make sure I'm texting with everybody else on the team. It's nice. I get to just enjoy the game.
I understand. Well, enjoy the game tonight. It's going to be fun. I mean, no fans in the stands. I'm still a little bothered by the artificial crowd noise, but it's okay. I mean, it does add to the game. I was watching the Seahawks game yesterday, and you know the Seahawks did not take advantage of the 12th man. They were not able to take advantage of the 12th man. The same way the Saints were not able to take advantage of the dome crowd last week because the NFL doesn't allow the noise to go over 75 decibels. And last week, Sean Payton made the comment, 75 decibels, that's like noise from a cocktail party. And in New Orleans, he's right about that. And so it seems to me that maybe the NFL should allow teams to pump up the noise to the level congruent with the level of the average crowd noise. So for New Orleans, it would be over 100 decibels instead of 75. And Seattle, whatever the mean crowd noise decibel level is, they should be able to pump up that crowd noise when the opposing team is in a huddle or in third down situation. So it seems like, again, it should be more of a tailor fit for the for the teams when they play at home. Here is a comment from this. Oh, it's an email from Bubbles. And she says, hi, Scoot. I'm beyond excited about football being back. However, like so many other issues, there are people on social media that are slamming the Saints about kneeling for the anthem. Inevitably, they haven't bothered to read numerous articles that not one of the Saints players who were on the field for the Tampa game kneeled during the anthem. Malcolm Jenkins stayed in the locker room, but every other player was on the field and stood during the anthem. Why won't people check their facts? Bubbles, a very important question. They won't check the facts because they don't like the facts. I've never seen the country so unconcerned about facts as I do now. And there's a lot of stuff that gets picked up on social media and people run with it because they want to believe it, not because it's true. And it's so easy, and I hear it here on the show. And I've told you this before. I mean, I hear it in some of the calls. I hear it in some of the text messages and the emails. Sometimes there's a theme that I suddenly notice on a given day. And it's because obviously something caught on social media. And it just goes to show you that these are not original thoughts. These are not original thoughts from people. They're picking up on social media BS rhetoric, and they're running with it like it's their personal original idea. And it's not. And I know that's uncomfortable for a lot of people, but that seems to be the truth for the case of many. Alvin Kamara made the comment. He was asked about playing in Sin City, Vegas. And he said, hey, come on, man. I live and play in New Orleans. So, you know, we know all about distractions. Talked to Deuce McAllister earlier on the show. In fact, if you have radio.com, you can rewind the show. It was about just after 1:20. Spent about 10 minutes on the phone with Deuce from Vegas and just asked him about covering a game in Vegas and asked him about calling the game last week, doing the color analysis for a game where there were no fans in the stands and what it might be like tonight. Asked him to let us know if there's that new stadium smell. I'm assuming that like a new car, a new stadium has a new smell. And I'm sure it will not be long before the locker rooms no longer have that new stadium smell. But our coverage begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with First Take with Steve Court and Steve Geller. And then it's the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff with Bobby and Christian. Game time 7:15 with the home team. Legendary Saints in the booth, Deuce McAllister and Zach Streif. And then the point after with Bobby and Christian. And if the Saints lose, man, Bobby's going to rant. If they win, Bobby's going to have fun and talk about it. And the point after is brought to you by Miller Lite. So it all begins here in just a few minutes. If you do want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, here's another song from Vegas Vacation. We're playing some movie music from Vegas soundtracks because the Saints are in Vegas. This is the one where Audrey is up there, you know, dancing on those big figures. Don't you love the line when Cousin Vicky comes home, she gets dropped off from the pickup truck, and her dad, Randy Quaid, says, hey, show, they talk about how Vicky's famous because she's a dancer at a strip club, and Randy Quaid, as her dad says, show him that little move I taught you there, pork chop, and then she gets on the pole and starts, and then it's like Clark is going, hey, Rusty, don't have any unnatural thoughts about your cousin. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, it's game day tonight, Monday Night Football, Saints in Vegas against the new Las Vegas Raiders. Are you ready? I'm so pumped for the game tonight. I mean, it's Monday. Look at the weather. I mean, it's just kind of gray. I mean, I don't let this bother me, but a lot of people are bothered by it. But it's game day. And we'll talk about the game tomorrow. And, of course, our pregame begins here on WWL coming up here in just a few minutes. You can join me on social media, Instagram, Scoot on the Air, and Facebook, Scoot on the Air. Also, I posted a video on WWL Radio on Facebook, and you can get involved in that conversation. Tell me about your game day rituals. What is it that you have to do, eat, or wear before and during a Saints game? And you feel like it's somehow tied to whether or not the Saints are going to win. A lot of people are very superstitious. A lot of athletes are very, very superstitious. So that's on WWL Radio Facebook. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. And thank you for the many nice comments today. And even if you don't actually call or text the show, just by tuning in, you're a part of this show. And I welcome those of you who are streaming the show on your computers, your tablets, and your phones, and those of you who are listening on radio.com. So we'll have fun tomorrow. There's a lot going on this week with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then also the manic talk about replacing her, and the word hypocrisy is going to come up a lot this week, I think. But we're not going to talk about that today. We'll get into that tomorrow and further in the week. But also, hopefully, we'll talk about a Saints victory tomorrow afternoon. I'm Scoot. Go Saints. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the game. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.